Okay, so hopefully today we're going to get to the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. So we're in the Pesachim, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, Pesachim Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Kulei Alma. Okay, the Kulei Alma. So it's the Kulei Alma Maisa Ilfes Peturim. Okay. So again, let's sort of recall. So you have machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rabbi Yochanan holds that, let me just get this straight. I think Reish Lakish is the holds that you need a tanur. Okay? Reish Lakish holds that you're only chayiv when you make stuff in a tanur. Okay? In a pot, you're going to be potter. Myself is potter. When Rabbi Yochanan holds myself as a chayiv a pot, myself as means like a pot, pan. Okay, so again, Reish Lakish holds you need it to be a tanur. Okay, bread comes from a tanur. That's it. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says no, even the myself as will be fine. Okay? Okay, so it says like this. So, Pasuk
Rabbeinu. And are we up? Do we have that part? What about if it's preheated? Is that?
Yeah, right. So even Reish Lakish, who says you need a tanur, he says that if you preheat the frying pan, the pan, and then you stick it onto there, then that's considered like a tanur. The tanur is lavdaka tanur, but it's like using the pan, the kli, to do the cooking. Not just using the fire, but using the pan. Okay? Okay. Now, the Gemara, in passing, said the kulei alma myself is peturim. The Gemara is trying to work out a machlokas. It ends up saying is that all shitas hold that a myself is patur. In the course of the flow of the Gemara suggests that. So pasuk Rabbeinu Chanan el Kareish Lakish. So the Amar the Kulei Alma Myself Peturim. So Rabbeinu Chanan says, since at this stage in the Gemara is entertaining or suggesting that everybody all the time hold myself as Potter, seems like that's the leaning of the Gemara to paskin that way, and therefore he says that's what we hold. That you need a tanur myself as Potter. The Ode Yosef Rab of Rabbi Yosef Achorider of Zera. And also the Gemara later, when they were discussing, they were saying, assuming a Tom Ilfus is Potter, what about the case of you put it in an Ilfus and you put the fire, the torch inside of it, or something like that, right? So you see that they were assuming, they were going with the assumption that my Ilfus is Potter, right? So he's saying is, you see that all these Gemaras are going with that assumption, right? That's what Rabbeinu Chanan holds. But the reholds, no, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so generally the halacha is we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. There are three exceptions in acholites where we hold like Reish Lakish. If this were one of the exceptions, then the Gemara and the Yavama should have mentioned it. So therefore the re says that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and you don't need a tanur. Okay? Fine. The omeri, so you don't need a tanur, rather an elfis will work, according to the re. Right, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Omeri, the Mashke, Moder Rabbi Yochanan, the Mais Ilfis Peturim. But the Ri says that even though an Ilfis, a pot, you're going to be chayiv, even if it's Ayde Mashke, if you mamish have it, let's say like a deep fry, right, or it's in a water, if you're basically boiling it, then you're definitely going to be potter. Then Mais Ilfis is potter. Bein Mavarachan Hamotzi. Nor are you going to say Hamotzi, right? So he's qualifying, and we knew this. This is what we were learning all along, according to the Ri, that when we were machlokas was about Maisa Ilfis, the frying pan, it was assuming you put it directly on the frying pan, or you have a little bit of oil on the bottom, but not that you're boiling it in the pan or in the pot, right? So, and if you boil it, then it's pot. You don't even say amotzi if you boil it, right? Like a matzo ball or something. Can the muchach yisham be the maseches chala? Right? So if you have a little bit of the ore goes under it, Rabbi Yochanan holds it, the ore goes under it, I guess it means it's cooked with the fire, right? Like in the pan or whatever. So right? You're not, because you need a tanur. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and this is what it says in Shami, Ublavad Sheyehe Al Yidei Mashkim. So Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you, as long as, you know, even if it's not a tanur, you're chayiv, right? As long as it's cooked with a flame. He says, "Ubavad, she had either mashkin." The implication being, not if it's with mashkin. If it's with mashkin, then it's not lachem. So that's, again, that's what we're learning so far all along. That water is using a different medium. When it's cooking, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you don't need a tanor, he says you need the heat. This is what we learned. You need to be cooking with the heat, the fire. Cook with the fire. And the fire is, when you put it in a pan or in an oven, you're cooking with the heat of the fire. Whereas the fire is doing the cooking, and it's the heat of the fire. But if you cook it in water, then the fire is cooking the water, and then the water is cooking the food. And that's not lachem. Lechem is cooked by a fire. So again, it could be the heat of a fire in an oven, but that's basically just the heat of the fire, which is cooking the bread. Right? But if it's in water, then the vehicle of the cooking is now no longer the fire, but is the water. The water which was heated by the fire, true, but it's the vehicle of the cooking is the water. And that's not considered a lach. Okay, so that's basically what we have so far. Okay, and then we're about to remain in time argues, but that's the background. Okay, so if you didn't follow all this, basically saying is that the whole machlokas about cooking it, do you say you need a tanor in specific, or you say no, even if it's not using a tanor, but it's just using the heat of a fire, even in a frying pan. But definitely it has to be the heat of a fire, not water. If you're cooking with water or liquid, then the liquid is doing the cooking. That doesn't make bread. Bread isn't created through that process. Okay? He says, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the famous Rabbeinu Tam that we were assuming all along, not like him. Okay? We were assuming not like Rabbeinu Tam. We're always assuming that if you boil it, it's not lachem. So he says, the dafka b'vidlosa racha, only by a liquidy, a soft blila, right? Where it's basically, it's a loose dough. Right? It's a loose dough. Not even a dough, right? Like a pancake mix or whatever, right? Pligi. The Rav Yochanan Savar Afiyaso Be'elfes Hoseo Lachem Echaye V'chala. Right? So again, when it's a Blila Racha, soft dough, so Rav Yochanan's saying is that making it in the pan, in the pot makes it Lachem Echaye V'chala. Rav Shlager Savar Ein Hoseo Lachem U'Potar. No, it doesn't. You need a Tanor. Ava b'lila, so ava. But if it's a thick dough, kule alma moda the chayiv b'chala. Everyone agrees it's chayiv b'chala if you use a pot. V'afilo ide mashka, even if you use a mashka. Okay. So again, what I'm saying is that if it's a thick dough, lila ava, then even if you boil it, it's gonna be chayiv b'chala. If it's a thin dough, that's what they're arguing about. If it's a thin, liquidy dough batter, so then we say, that's machlokas. Do you need tanor, or you even say a pot? But water wouldn't be good. But if it's a thick batter, like a dough, then not only is it even a pot, but even if it's boiled in water. Why? Why? What's the difference if it's Blila Ava or Blila Racha? Why should that matter? Who cares? Either way, I mean, the method should work and the method shouldn't work. Why does it matter whether it's thin or thick? Right? So it says the reason why. The Chiyuv of Chala have a Mishas Gilgal. Because the Chiyuv of Chala emerges at the Shas Gilgal. As we find in many places. Right, v'chein mashem seches chala. The tnana isa, the ha'is isa do shetchilasa v'sofa sefkanin patam menachala. If originally you make it as to be like donuts or some sort of thing which isn't bread, and you end up you need it for that purpose, and then you actually bake it for that purpose, then it's pater. Tchilasa sefkanin. If you originally make it to be these non-bread like thing, v'sofa isa, and you end up changing your mind in the middle and you make it into dough, tchilasa isa sefkanin, or the opposite. Chayavas b'chala, right? So you say chayav b'chala. So you see, he's saying is that even if, so I understand if you start off that it's not going to be bread, and then you end up making it bread. Fine, so you made bread. What he's saying is, but if you start off making it bread, right, when you need it, even though if at the end of the day you end up making it into something other, it's saying it's still chayev. So he's saying is, oh, because the Gilgal is that which is mechayev, right? The chiyuv is on the needing it. So what he's saying is that if it's a blila, ava, stick, then it's going to be chayev and chala, even if you boil it. Right? But again, if it's thin, then you have this whole machlokas about the method, the particular method by which you prepare. But that's Rabbi Natan's finish. Okay? Right, give me a second. Let's read it a little bit further. He says, Anil Rabbi Natan, the Halchanami, Mibach Lava Motzi. Not only will be chayv in chala, it's not only like a quirk in chala, that since the chayv chala kicks in when you need it, that it's going to be chayv and chala, even if you subsequently make it into, you boil it. But you even make hamotzi. You'll even make hamotzi on it. If you need it with the blila ava, it's thick, and you need it. And then you end up boiling it. Still, you're going to say hamotzi. Umevi rai miminachos. Umev keitzim nevarchim. Da amar haya omeid umakri mincha b'yushalayim. If you're standing and bringing a mincha. In Yerushalayim, Omer Shechianu, not lulochal. If you take it to eat it, Omer Hamotzi, right? You say Hamotzi, right? So you see, you make Hamotzi on a mincha, right? You make Hamotzi if you eat the mincha. Like a pasuk v'tani, call a mincha, so I feel a mincha's mafe, Omer Cheshas, right? It says, even, it's all minchas, even the ones which are boiled in like oil, Abishin Zuganus v'shemen, even though it's fried in like deep fried in oil. So you say, so why is it? So you see, apparently, even though it's fried in oil, you say hamotzi. Vein svar lachalik bein mayim l'shemen. It's not a sort of differentiate between water and oil. Right? Okay. Okay, fine. So what he's saying is that this seems to be what Tosfos Mesubak about, but he's saying is it seems that it's not only a din in chala, but it's even a din in Hamotzi, right? So again, many times arguing that it depends. If it's blila, ava, means thick, knead it into a thick dough, even if you subsequently boil it, it doesn't matter. Chayim chala, right? But if you make it into a thin dough, and then you boil it, or then you put it in the boil it, then it's potter. If you then put it in a pan, a pot, that's the machlokes of Yochanan Shlomish. But again, according to the others, the other Rishonim, it seems like they say bottom line is if it's in water, it's in water. I don't care if it's a thick dough or a thin dough. What's the difference? Bottom line is boiling it doesn't make bread, right? Boiling it doesn't make bread. So the question is, what's the machlokas here? Right? What's Rabbi Natan's new idea that he's holding that it depends that you have machlokas, it's b'lila ava, it's b'lila racha. It's b'lila ava, then it changes everything. What's the difference? Tosis in Brachos on Lamed Zion, maybe we'll look at it at some point. Lechem is the Amasla. He originally said it's only by challah. Because by Chala, the Chiyuv kicks in at Gilgal, and you need it. But by bread, for Hamotzi, it wouldn't go like that. But then he ends up saying, no, it's not true. It even applies by Hamotzi. Right? So apparently there's a Havino Skana about whether the same din, which he's saying, by Chala, the Chiyuv Chala will apply by Hamotzi. Okay, so let's see. So Bikurun, let's look at the Rambam. The Ram is in Bikurim, Hilchos Bikurim, which is in Zrayim, Bikurim Sharamat Naskona, Shabbat Volan, Perek Vav, Halacha Yebez, and Yud Gimel. Okay? It's like this. Isa Shemi Lusha V'yayin, O Shaman, O Dvash, O Mayim Rosem. So if you need the Isa, the dough, together with wine or oil or dvash or hot water. where you put in spices, or tiach hamayim, where you boil the water, v'hishlech hakemach l'sof v'v'lashu, and then you put the dough into it, and you need it. Im afa, bein betanor, whether you cook it in the oven, bein bekarka, bein almachos, v'v'chashas, or it's on any other type of way you cook it. Bein shehidbik, esabotzik, machavas, v'chashas, v'achetich, v'esh, v'mayla, hachinefes, pas. Okay, and whether you first stick it onto the pot and then boil it, right? First, whether you first preheated, they're all chayim mechala. So basically, holding it doesn't really matter, right? What type of way you're making it, right? So you took it on the tanor or on the karka or on a pot or a frying pan, or it doesn't matter. They're all chayim mechala. So it sounds like he's holding like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Like Rabbi Yochanan. Not chayv. He doesn't have the chayv if you boil it. He doesn't have that, right? Avol osa yisal yav shabachama levad. But if you make the dough, okay, dough in order to make it in the sun, ol levashla bekadera, or you're making it that you plan, you're making the isa with a plan to cook it in the pot and water. Harei p'tur menachala she'ein ma'isa chama lachan, because the ma'isa chama made in the sun is not like a main shalash of mine, main shalash of shamashkim. Right? Okay, so also this kali, I forget what that is, some sort of, I don't know, some sort of, I think, barley. So you need it in water or in dvash. Oakland will also below if you need it without a fiyapadar. So you only chayiv in the isa, which is eventually going to be baked as lachem for ma'achal adam. So it means if you just need the dough, but you have no intent of baking it, then that's also not chayiv. It has to be that you're making the dough with the intent of baking it. Make the dough with the intent of baking it, it's going to be chayiv. But if you make the dough with the intent of putting it in the sun, or put it boiling it in water, or eating it raw, then that's not going to be chayiv mechal. Okay? You originally need it in order to make it maisachama. You can make it in the sun. And then, in the middle of the process, I guess you change your mind and you make it pas. Or you start making it with the intent of making it bread. And then you change your mind and make it maisachama. Or kali that you needed originally to make it pas. And it's live. So if at either stage you plan in the need, I guess, you have in mind that you're going to make it into pas, right? So you see that a lot this goes by what your intent is originally when you're going to make it, right? Right. It goes by your intent when you're originally going to make it. Let's see here. Where's the halacha on the Rambam? Forget where that is. Hold on a second. There's a halacha about the sufkan, because that was the right of which Sosa's brought. Right. Rambam Potter. Oh. Let's see here. One second. A lot of background noise there. Maybe you could. Okay. Let's see here. I just want to find that case of the Sufganim case. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam was saying, yeah, the Mishnah says that if originally you make it Sufganim, and then at the Sof, you make it Lacham, or the opposite. If you originally you make it as Lacham, and then the Sof is Sufganim, then you're Chayev. Right? So the Rabbeinu Tam learned, what does that mean? It says, if you originally make it as Blila Ava, means it's thick dough, you need it as thick dough, And then you subsequently boil it in water. Right? He's saying you're chayev, because look, originally you're chayev, and once originally you're chayev, right? So even if it's bli la'ava, you're chayev. Even if you make it in water, straight up. I mean, your mom is making take a thick dough, and you make it into a dough, into boil, and then you boil it. So he's saying, yeah, is that your chayev and challah? That's what Rabbi Thomas said. But the Rambam seemingly has to learn it's where originally you had in mind to make it into lacha, or into baking it. Right? So I don't care if it was thick dough, but tchila is going to mean that when you needed it, your original intent was to make it something you're going to bake in the oven or whatever. But if you intended to boil it and you boiled it, I don't care if it's bilav or bilaracha, it all goes by tchila. That's the problem. The Mishnah says, if it's originally lechem and at the end it's sufganim, so then you're chayav. Sufganim is something which isn't considered lechem. So he's originally, so what does it mean originally? So Rabbeinu Tam's learning, oh, originally means when you mix in the water, leila ra'ava, you mix in the water, then you're going to be chayav, and I don't care if you boil it. But the Rambam or whatever would seem to hold, no. It means if you originally intended, your original intent when you made it was to make it into lacham, and then you change your mind, well, then you're going to be chayav. But it kind of goes by what your plan was. So that's, I guess, the machlokes case. If you planned on boiling it through and through, then according to Rambam, you're definitely not going to be chayav. It has to be something which you need in order to bake. You have to be planning on baking it. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, I don't care what you're planning. Bottom line is, when you make it bli la'ava, it's going to be chayav. Right? So what's that machlokes? There's one thing which is interesting is that they both seem to be holding, right? They both seem to be holding that when you make the isa, that you could have a case where you end up boiling it and you're chayav and challah, which is that if you need it for the purpose of making it into bread, right? You need it b'lila'ava for the purpose of making it into bread. Then it seems like everyone's going to agree. The Rabbeinu Tam's going to hold you chayav and challah because you made it as bli la'ava. And the Tosafot, the Rabbeinu Rambam's going to hold because you need it, right? Because you needed it al das that you're going to make it into bread, right? You needed it al that das. So. Even though you end up boiling it, right? Even though you end up boiling it. But what do you mean? I thought boiling doesn't count, right? So it's not clear what the Ri is going to hold about that, right? And the Ri is saying is, look, you're not arguing if you make it with water, boil it. But I mean, even the Rambam seems like that's the Mishnah. Right, that if originally it's chesel lachem, so sufganim, even though you end up boiling it or you do whatever, it turns out it's not lachem. Right, I'm sorry, it is lachem, even if you end up boiling it, it is lachem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, this is, I guess, what's interesting is that, at least let's start with the chiyuv of challah, is that the chiyuv of challah, arguably, it kicks in when you need the dough, right? Like you would think, look, challah is on challah when you make bread. So how in the world, if you're boiling it, are you chayav and challah? That's the question, really. How could it be that you're chayav and challah if you boil it? You boil it, it makes it like a matzo ball or something. It doesn't make bread. How could it be chayav and challah if you end up boiling it? And both the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam have a case like that. Right, but we said the thing is that the chova of challah really kicks in reishis ariso sechem when you need it. The chova of challah kicks in early when you need it. And when you need it, it's not yet dough. It's not yet bread. I'm sorry. It's not yet bread. It's like a proto bread. It's gonna be bread, but it's not yet bread. Right? But nevertheless, that is when the chiyuv kicks in. Right? It's a good question. Why? Maybe it just makes it more practical. You give the kohen dough, and this way he can make it on his own, as opposed to you're going to give him your bread, and then, you know, it's going to start getting stale or whatever. I don't know. For whatever reason, the Torah is, or maybe the Torah wants to mechayev you right away, early on, right? Reishis or so, once you get started. Whatever it is, though, the Torah is mechayev you before it becomes bread. So the question is, it's mechayev you before it becomes bread, but isn't it a din in bread? Isn't challah a din of bread, right? There is this whole din of lacham. Like, what about the whole fact that this is a sugya about that the challah is a din in lacham? Is that not true? It has nothing to do with lacham. It's just on, you know, dough. Nothing to do with lacham. So it seemed that, yeah, of course it has to do with lacham, but that dough is like the initial stages of lacham, right? And in a certain sense, dough could be the beginning of lacham. The beginnings of lacham starts with dough. It's a pre-lacham, if you will, right? It projects lacham. So while the lacham hasn't been developed yet, but it's like lacham in the making, right? Lacham in the making. So maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam is arguing, that there's a difference between b'lila racha and b'lila ava. B'lila ava, it's a thick dough. Now, what are you going to do with a thick dough, right? What are you going to do with a thick dough? So it could be even a stam, you're going to make bread with it. That's what thick doughs are for, right? It's a thick dough, and it's meant, it's all made to be baked, right? It's all made to be baked. And therefore, the chovas challah kicks in, right? The chiyuv of challah is based upon the shem lechem, but it's the shem lechem which is projected by the dough, right? So it's true the dough hasn't been baked yet, but once you have the dough, it projects, again, a thick dough, a thick batter, it projects the shame of lacham. It projects, it's going to be lacham, right? Right. So that's by Bli Lava. By Bli La Racha, it doesn't quite project lacham, right? Because basically, it's a soft batter. If it's soft batter, and it's, will it make lacham, will it not make lacham? It's hard to tell. It depends what the guy does with it, right? It depends how he does it. I guess Lila Racha kind of could go both ways. It lends itself to going both ways, Lila Racha. So how do you resolve Lila Racha? Is it depends what he does with it. If he ends up boiling it, right? If he ends up boiling it, then it's not going to be bread. Then it just becomes like some sort of, who knows what, a matzo ball. If he ends up fried, putting in the oven, well, then it becomes bread. If he ends up putting in the ilfis, in the pot, well, that's machlokas. Well, that's the machlokas. See, maisa ilfa, I'm sorry, lila racha is like a wild card. And then that's where the machlokas is. How now you're trying to create the shem lechem through the process of making it. Well, it depends. Maybe only tanor does it. That's what Reish Lakish argues. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even any fire does it. Everyone agrees. Water doesn't do it. See, because so the way you're creating the shem lechem in Maisa, I'm sorry, in Blila Racha is only later on. It's like when you need it, it's like there's no kneading really. There is no kneading. It's a blila racha. It's like a soft, liquidy thing. There's no real kneading. So you're not really creating the shem lacham. So you're creating the shem lacham through the process of cooking it. So that's the machlokas. That's where you have all this discussion. What type of cooking makes lacham? What types of cooking doesn't make lacham? But Rabbeinu Tam learns that when you knead it, the kneading in itself, if you knead it and make blila ava, that itself creates the shem lacham. The kneading it creates the shem lacham. So basically, once you knead it, it has a shame of lechem to be, right? It's shame lechem in potential, and the chovas challah kicks in, right? But the chovas challah kicks in at the beginning because it's omed to be lechem. Again, at b'li lo racha, it's not necessarily omed to be lechem, so the chiyuv doesn't kick in. So that's what he's saying, is tchilasa yisa esosof ganem is chayiv, because tchilasa yisa, the chiyuv kicks in. But if it's tchilas of ganim, originally it's made in a way that's not going to be bread, But then sofa isa, then you end up making it into bread, then it will be. Right? Is that to say sofa? That's not my bread, I forget. Sofa chala. It's isa. Right. So he's saying is by so that's what Rav Tam is learning, is that it all goes by, that's his chiddush, is that when you make bli la'ava, it's all made to be lachem. And you don't need the chola kicks in right away. You don't need to wait. The whole machlokas is limited to a case where the processing, the making of dough is not really all made for anything yet. Then you're creating the shein lachem later. That's the way you have those whole machlokas. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold by this. He's saying, I don't care if you make it into an ava, but if you're doing it for the purpose of making it in water or in the sun, then it's going to be potter. Right? So what's he holding? What's he holding? What's he holding in contrast to Aranatam? Right. Yes, Gerson as well. It seems he agrees that you that it's like you're making a chiyuv of challah, which is at the Shas Gilgal, when you're eating it, based upon the future. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam's future was based upon the projected future of based on the substance. Is it la'ava or racha? According to the Rambam, it's the future which is based upon your das. That if you're needing it for the purpose of baking it, well, then you say it's chayav challah because it's basically proto dough. It's the beginning of dough. It's in the beginning of bread. But if you're kneading it for the purpose of boiling it or putting it in the sun, that's not the tchila of lechem. That's just whatever. Tchila of mush, tchila of matzo balls, tchila of whatever. So it's like they're both agreeing the chova is chal at Shas Gilgal. And the chova is based upon the fact that it's going to be bread. There's no such thing as bread, there's just such a thing as dough. It wouldn't be a chiyuv of chal. Chiyuv challah is because of like the other concept of dough, of bread. I'm sorry, bread. And like the but the chova isn't only chal when it becomes bread. The chova is the Shas Gilgal. Well, how is there a chova Shas Gilgal if it's not yet bread? So it's because it's a future bread. So the shame of the bread, which is exists in potential, right when you do Gilgal, based on what? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's based upon the chafza, the nature of the chafza. If it's b'li'la'ava, then it's projected bread. If it's b'li'racha, then it's projected a wild card. I don't know. Then we'll have to determine later. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't go by the nature of the chafza. It goes by your das. So if when you need it, you're doing it l'shem b'li'lachem, or either at the beginning of the kneading or then the kneading, then basically that registers it as challah, as a tchila, the proto challah, proto bread, and then it becomes chayiv. Right, but if you're kneading it the whole time and you're thinking, I'm going to boil it, I don't care if you're doing bli lava. Why would you do that? I don't know, for whatever reason, but bottom line is that's what you're doing. If you're kneading it, thinking that I'm going to boil it, then it never emerges as bread. Because the shame of bread emerges based upon your das at the Gilgal. Right? It goes by what you're thinking when you're kneading it. Right? Is look, you see the chiyuv of challah kicks in, and then that's it. There's a chiyuv of challah. But then the next thing, and I guess we'll have to take this up next, is that the Rabbeinu Tam now is a chakira. Is do you say that you're going to make a motzi on this? Right? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam in the Havamina, or in the Gemara, the Havamina, at least the Gemara in Brachos, it's explicit that his Havamina is that no, this is a unique quirk, if you will, in the mitzvah of challah. The mitzvah of challah is chal, when you need it. So it's, so to speak, kavua at the Shas Gilgal based upon its projected future. But when it comes to the bracha of hamotzi, you're not making hamotzi, you don't eat dough, you eat bread. Right? If you eat dough, you're not going to make hamotzi, you're eating bread. So who cares if originally when I made it, when I did Gilgal, it was lila'ava, but at the end of the day, I make it into a mush or whatever and I boil it. So then how could it be that you're going to say even a motzi on it? Right? That's not even the problem. Is how could we explain Rabbeinu Tam's maskana that it even goes regarding hamotzi? Right? Right, that's the question. And there is at the end of the Tosas, he does say, what's that?
I don't understand why that would be a problem if he's defining it as bread. So now the object is defined as bread. What's the difference what you did with it? It has the definition of bread. It's going to be challah and it's going to be mozi.
Yeah, it's more than the avmi that's problematic.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
So the havmin is that you're going to, that it's not, it's chayiv in challah because of a quirk of challah, but of course it's not bread. So
right.
You're not going to say mozi. That's okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so the question though, does it make sense? I mean, we have to define the maskana well. So we'll define it. But then if you look like a little bit further into it, he says like this. He says, im kain. This is like three lines, the third to last skinny line. Im kain. I don't know what these things are. It's been smoothie, omer brave man is out. Al genturi, rebel, meverachamotzi. Val ufluki, nero, shein meverachamotzi. Afal pish osno sobelo mashka. The ain alay and turi sadanama. So even though there's no liquid in it, you're not going to make a motzi because there is no tiras of the nama. So it seems like even though you're needing it, presumably ava, but since there's no form of bread, then you don't take off challah either, right? So it seems like he has another din, right? You don't say hamotzi unless it's tiras of the nama. So somehow it also for hamotzi has to have this requirement. I guess even though it's chayav on challah, you need this idea of Teresa Denama, right? One second. Yeah. Okay, so we have to go a little further. But basically, that's the question I'll take you next time. So what is this Chakira about how to understand the Rebbeinu Tam within Rebbeinu Tam? What are the two sides about whether or not it would apply to Hamotzi or not? Okay?